other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I had a former spy chief of the KGB on in the first hour, and then we had Larry Pratt on about how Alberto Gonzalez wants your guns, and you're liberal if you're against gun control now. So I'm a communist, folks, if that's the case. If you're anti-communist, you're communist. If you're pro-gun, you're a liberal. And now we got Jack Blood, talk show host, calling in. I like having him with us. He's going to leave in a minute, but we're about to then go to who's up first from Arkansas? He just told me that. They're up in Minnesota, folks, and I'm down here in Austin, Texas. And they could type it up on the computer to me who the guests are, but they would always write it down and then can't read my own writing. So Tony and John and Paul and Jim, we'll get to all your calls. But Jack Blood, you called in talking about this New World Order commemorative Glock that they gave to George Herbert Walker Bush and others at the...
Yeah, it's a souvenir. Just a nice little souvenir after all the death and destruction they caused over there. I mean, it makes you think, you know, what they're getting, what kind of souvenirs they're getting out of this war. Of course, we know that they ransacked the museums in Babylon and Baghdad, so I'm sure they have, you know, vases and various and sundry items that are thousands of years old. Maybe they've inscribed New World Order commemorative on those, too, but... this also says Operation Desert Storm, and it gives the date and everything. And they made 1,000 of these and gave them to all the people who had done such a good job in getting Saddam Hussein in 91.
Well, isn't that just darling? Good little PR move for them. But notice, see, the establishment, it's good when they have guns.
Right.
It's just bad when we, the slaves, have guns. What do you think about Alberto Gonzalez saying
yeah,
he wants...
Yeah, maybe we'll have commemorative guns if we're lucky. they don't shoot bullets, but we can look at them and play with them or something. Yeah, obviously this whole confirmation, all these confirmation hearings and getting right up to Comrade Cherkov and his origins, you know, I've verified his name does, in fact, mean devil or the damned. I mean, this is the guy you want running your homeland security. All of these guys like Marcus Wolf and Primakov and others that are assisting this guy to turn this into a total and complete police state. Of course, George W. Bush gives a speech. He's going to eliminate tyranny around the world. He's going to spread democracy around the world like some bad can of spam or something, force it on the people by a gun. And all of the top consultants, the ones that aren't locked into this New World Order, have said, this is absolutely ridiculous. This is never going to work. And I had a four-star general on yesterday from CENTCOM. He was Tony Frank's right-hand man, General DeLong. And I asked him about, you know, the quotes from other generals I've interviewed that said we're creating terrorists faster than we can kill them. And he starts talking to me about, well, those Muslims are having a lot of babies, and if that's what you mean. And he was getting a really weird tone in his voice, like he was fantasizing about killing all these Muslim children that could end up being terrorists. That's how they fight terrorism, Alex.
Oh, I've heard that. There's too many of them. We've got to get rid of them. And did you mention, hey, Tommy Frank says martial law is coming in the next attack. What did he say to that?
Yeah, he denied that, and you know,
he denied that he gave the interview, and then also said it on Fox TV. But he first said it in Cigar Aficionado.
He couldn't deny the interview. I mean, this is something. This was a big slip that Tommy Franks did in that Cigar Aficionado interview, and everybody I've interviewed and talked to about that, including Oliver North, denied it and tried to downplay it. So that was a real leak. They didn't like that coming out. And this General DeLong, of course, tried to cover up for it, saying that it would have to take extreme instances for this to happen. But look, I mean, you had emergency, state of emergency declared for 1 inch of ice in South Carolina two weeks ago.
Look, we're already in an emergency when the Supreme Court says there's no more Fourth Amendment. I mean, when the police are running around in black ski masks calling us civilians, that's a martial law. You know, it's like we're in a pot on the stove with it set at, number five on a scale of 1 to 10.
And don't draw any violent cartoons or sketchings or doodles if you're a little kid, because you could be locked in jail.
Jack, let me ask you, when I was in school, that's all the boys did. Did you do that?
Of course I did, and there are plenty of, you know, Mad Magazine does it. Come on.
But, I mean, that's what boys drew. And I've seen my dad's artwork, I've seen my uncle's artwork, that's what they drew.
I mean, that's a thought crime, pure and simple.
I should go to prison then. I mean, I drew pictures.
Well, destroy all those pictures if you still have them. Those could be used against you.
Ah. All right. But I can play violent video games, though, if I want. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jack.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the third hour. Let's go ahead and go straight to your calls. Up first here is Tony in Arkansas. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, hi. It's an honor to speak with you.
Honor to talk to you, my friend. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you. Listen, before I get to my main point, just real quick sidebar on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Since Bush seems to be big on outsourcing jobs, I think we ought to start using the term he's outsourcing the presidency. We can't trust Americans to actually run our own country anymore.
Well, that's it. That's a good point. Outsourcing
the presidency. Actually, I lived for years and worked and was born actually in Las Vegas, Nevada, and just about a year and a half ago, because I felt the Lord wanted me to, moved away from there. But I have friends that work both out at Area 51 and Nellis. In the military, and they will tell you, I caught your rebroadcast last night, and it's kind of dealing with you talking with the colonel yesterday. There are not only NORTHCOM things going on out there, but there are German troops by my friend who is a guard there. They've since moved him to Texas, and he's now at Vandenberg in California because they're so short of personnel. He was there for about 5 months as a guard and worked on the base, and I got to go on board with him. And he got some of these shots on his cell phone. You know how you can snap a picture. they had brought the F-117A back up to Vegas. It was supposed to be in New Mexico, and this was right around the time of the Gulf War, a little after it. He came to me and he said, you know, it's funny, the Germans are jealous of the technology we have. And I said, Germans? You know, he wasn't up on, he goes to a Bible study group, but he wasn't up on any of the things you cover. And I only discovered you, thank God, through George Nuri, and getting on the internet listening to you. But he came to me and said that, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he showed me his pictures on his cell phone, the Germans all over our equipment there on Nellis. And they were being trained how to fly the F-117A, being shown it. And he said, yeah, they're jealous because they got nothing like that. And I'm like, dude, why do they have German troops on our stuff? And it turned out later, he said there were scores. He couldn't get a figure. And he talked to his CO and said, why are they here?
Yeah, American citizens can't get anywhere near those stealth aircraft. Well, number one, from Alamogordo in New Mexico to the bases you were just mentioning, Grim Lake and others, in Nevada, it's Germans.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
Then you get into Mississippi, Louisiana, it's Russians and Czech Republic and Ukrainians.
Really?
You get up into the Michigan area and other, in Mexico, it's Chinese troops. I mean, this is public.
Well, and they wore these black uniforms with their German insignia, but below it was a different insignia that he did not recognize. And we talked to the CO told him, you know, well, he didn't know. So he went to, I guess, his company commander, and he told him they were there for an air show. And a year later, they're still there, you know. And they kept to themselves, he said. They spoke German, and he counted. I mean, his guess was at least 200, but his
maybe they should be Arnold's cabinet.
Well, but here's what they're getting ready to do, and you guys were talking about yesterday. We also knew two people who worked for FEMA, and like one came into contact indirectly. They've built a base outside between St. George and Las Vegas, and you were talking about the linchpins that are going to bring martial law on. I really believe it's my gut feeling. They've already got the FEMA, the tent cities put up. Newsmax had covered that a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was contracted to a company called EG&G to build them between Las Vegas and St. George. My dad lives in St. George, and so I would travel constantly there, and you'll see scores of black helicopters just after you get past.
Well, let me just stop you. I have the video of up by Dallas. There are just thousands of old Vietnam-era Bell helicopters, and they're painting them black, and they're putting new high-powered engines in them. And they've got it. Before, they had to get, you know, like one a week ready. Now it's, what do you say, seven a week ready. And they're for domestic operations. Thousands of helicopters. What do they need thousands of? This is for the big push.
Exactly.
This is
when
they nuke a city. This is.
I'm sorry, Alex.
And Jim Keith, before they killed him, really got a lot of the documents on this. That's their plan. They've got all these foreign soldiers, all these FEMA camps, huge foreign armies of highly trained specialists. I'm not kidding, folks.
No. I was shocked when I saw the pictures of them. You know.
Yeah, but let me add this. Now, top generals have gone on TV and said, oh, yes, foreign assets will defend the homeland if we're on a war on terror overseas.
Right. And literally it has been like taking the pill in the Matrix where you wake up, and it's been that for me because I campaigned for Bush in three states, believe it or not, Republican, and it has just been since 9/11 a continual wake up and to realize, and thank God you went into Bohemian Grove and did all that, and again, thank God for George Murray because I loved that. I listened to Art Bell for years, but he would never put on you or Steve Quayle or anybody like that, and I truly think they did because I'd have never found you except through that. And, again, what you guys do is amazing. It has been a continual revelation. And these people do. You said it yesterday. You're like, how could they kill children in Oklahoma City? Bro, they're serving Satan. They literally worship the devil. And because you have the heart, you know, God is in us, a lot of people, we sit back and wonder, how could you harm a child? You know, it astonishes us. And even people I know in the military, and they know they've got to get our boys out so they can guard us with these foreign troops. And Americans, just be prepared. And the other thing I would say is optimistically pray, because more than once they've had these type of plans in place and they didn't go off or they went awry. And the most powerful thing in the world, I humbly believe that, and I thank you for letting me say it, is prayer.
Listen, thank you for the call. I appreciate your call. Very interesting points. Speaking of George Nori, who was a good friend of mine, great guy. I really appreciate him having me on his huge forum. Second biggest radio show in the country, bar none. The most responsive audience out there, period. I'm going to be on tomorrow night. I'm not sure yet. It's either 3 or all 4 hours, certainly for 3 hours, in studio with George Nori. He's going to be here in Austin, Texas, for Talk Fest that KLBJ is putting on Saturday at the Convention Center. And I'd like to go to that. I've been invited to that, but I don't know if I'll go. I'm trying to finish this film. But I am going to be on Coast to Coast AM at least for 3 hours tomorrow night. And so in studio with George Norrie. I mean, hardly anybody gets to do that. That's going to be fun. So I look forward to that and talking to tens of millions of people. All right, thanks for the call there. Let's talk to another caller here. I guess John Michigan's up next. Go ahead, John.
I'm John from New York, possibly.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Very good. Just had an interesting thing locally here last night. We've been fighting for a long time, and be honest with you, I thought I was the only one around until I got a shortwave radio about 4 months ago. There's a gentleman I work with that chainsawed his armpit in 98. He's got an SSI report that says he's eligible for disability if he was ever disabled. But a doctor says, even though his hand is dead and his arm's only got 15% mobility, doctor says he can dress a dolly, that he's not disabled. But yet the motor vehicle department has given him disability regulations to have a steering knob and all that. Well, he got arrested for having a taillight out, not having a steering knob. Well, he went to court last night, and, you know, he fought the cases. Well, no one pays me to change my steering or put my signal stat on the other side of the car. He says, I'm a family member where I'm the sole earner for the whole family. I've got one arm. He does mechanics, and they don't support me, and yet you're giving me a ticket for it, and yet there's not a doctor in your motor vehicle department that says I'm disabled, but they have another doctor that says I'm not disabled.
Well, this is what the government did, sir. The government trained us. Let me explain how you domesticate animals. You know, 5,000-6,000 years ago, how they began domesticating animals, even longer than that. What they do is you start putting food out, and you get them used to coming up close to you. Then you build a little pen, and you put the food inside the pen, and the animals start going into the pen. Then you have it where you close the gate once they go in the pen. And that's how you catch wild hogs. Domestic pigs have gotten out, domesticated farm pigs. And after a few generations, they grow, you know, foot-long hair, huge tusks. They're wild boars. And they destroy your crops. So what you do is you set up a little gate and a little fence, and you put a corn feeder out in front of it. You run that for a few weeks, get them used to eating at it, and you slowly move it into the fence. Then you leave it in the fence for a few weeks with the gate open, because the stupid ones will go in at first. Then once the whole pack sees or the whole troop sees that it's safe, they all go in, and you put an electronic timer on it that, you know, goes off 10 minutes after the corn shoots out. They all go in, you close the gate, you load the hogs up and send them off to slaughter. This is what this social welfare net has done. Send both the husband and wife to work, tax everybody, oh, but we're going to have a social safety net. Now that we're domesticated, they're taking the social safety net away. They're taking the corn away. We got troops with arms and legs blown off that don't get disability or get like 5% disability. I know people who've got children that are totally, you know, retarded, can't even walk, and the government's taking their funding away.
What got me was that it's a local farmer that's the GP, Justice of the Peace, and in the past, I'm going to tell you that he's been responsive and fair, I'm going to say as fair as possible. And here he charged a guy $150 for not having a steering knob on a steering wheel.
Well, that's what it's like. They take the services away that we pay for. They're now taking the grain away. Because we're already in the cage. Why keep feeding us grain? And then they start the slaughter, the bleeding, the shearing.
Sure.
And then they start. Almost everybody I know that drives dump trucks and construction vehicles is out of business. If you're one of the big companies, they leave you alone in Central Texas. If you're the small company, they pull you over. One drop of dust on your bumper, $500 fine, people are losing their houses, losing everything they got, they still lick the government's boots. And this is what it's designed to do. Everybody's going to go out of business, everybody's going to be a slave, everybody's going to work for a big corporation and do what they say. Thanks for the call, sir, I appreciate it. And I'm sorry for your friend, but, I mean, you don't think you're going to pay your money into a government that's owned by private crime syndicates and that they're going to pay you, do you? They got you in shackles now, they got you in the pig cage. And there's no reason, once you got the pigs, to feed them anymore. They got us in the cage. And, you know, a few of us went into the cage at first. And then now those that won't go in the cage, they're just saying, okay, new freedom initiative. We're going to forcibly psychologically test you and say you're mentally ill and put you on drugs. Or, okay, your child draws a stick figure with a knife. We're going to put them in prison at age 10. everything's going to be a crime. You're going in the pig cage, and you're going to the slaughterhouse. Do you understand? We'll be right back.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Daryl and Jim and Mark and Ron and Stanford, your calls are all coming up and a smattering of other news. Right now, let's keep going to your calls. Daryl in Tennessee. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I had a question for you, Alex. A while back on your broadcast, you had mentioned William Cooper dying.
Yeah.
I only know a little bit. I only read his book, Behold the White Pale Horse. Could you tell me a little bit about him? I don't know much about him. I figured you might know.
Do you have a computer?
Not at this time.
The best thing to do is, I can't do it justice, is just go to the library. It's free. And type William Cooper, Behold the Pale Horse, into a search engine. And you can spend hours reading about it, and you can see the death certificate and the autopsy report and read the news articles about it.
Okay.
But Bill, I think, was a good guy. Certainly wasn't a government agent. Highly decorated veteran in Vietnam, gunboat captain. And a lot of what he said panned out to be true. A lot of stuff he reported on, he later said that was disinfo that he had planted on him. And then he got a little bit, depressed at the end and really was highly combative. I mean, he put out an alert saying he needed help with the IRS, so I called him up to have him on as a guest, and he started cussing, and that's what I heard he did to his neighbors and people, and he got into it with the local police. And then I don't know exactly what happened, but a police officer got shot in the face and almost died, and Bill Cooper and his dog got blown away. And I don't know what else to say about it.
Okay, well, I didn't know if any of the stuff that he had written down was hard tangible evidence or worthwhile, because I found that book a little hard to believe, and he wouldn't really name his sources, so I just kind of wanted to know.
Yeah, there's enough stuff that's so bizarre that's documented it's hard to believe. You know, why talk about stuff you can't prove?
Well, that's why I like your program, because you back it up with the legislation and things like this.
Yeah, overall, I think Bill was a good guy, and I'm sad that his passing. Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Al, or good afternoon, Alex. I've got three items here. The Phyllis Schlafly report I just got, she's 100% against Bush now. Remember, she was kind of waffling when she was on your program?
Yes.
And she's against the FTAA and the CAFTA and all this.
Now that they got Bush back in, now all these groups can come out and go, oh, we're conservative, we're...
She's against the Bush's feminist mischief, the women in combat and all this crap.
Well, that's another thing. Everybody pulled their hair out about women in combat. Bush is actually doing it. Yes. He's out Clintoning Clinton.
Yes, absolutely, in the name of being a conservative. And another deal here on, I got a couple more items. Are you familiar with Carl Miller, a.k.a. Richard Champion?
Yes.
Okay. I went down to court yesterday, and the judge, he was finally allowed to be, we got him out of the nut house. They forcibly tried to put stuff in him, and I found out you have to resist or you acquiesce.
By the way, we're talking to the founder of Domino's Pizza right now.
And anyway,
why don't you tell them about that, Jim? No, I mean, you're talking about somebody who fought the courts, exposed their corruption, they grab them, say they're mentally ill.
Yeah,
a top
around.
Army doctor says, they admit, was it Waco? And he sees them kill the people, and he reports on it, so they grab him. 7 years in solitary confinement, forced drugging. No charges have even been brought against him. This is happening everywhere.
Well, now they got him on 5 felony counts of firearms. Well, he knows the Second Amendment's valid. And the judge yesterday, Judge Bronson, said, well, since they finally allowed, we got him out of the nut house, and he can be his own lawyer. They tried to prevent him from doing that. He knows the law inside out, backwards, and the Michigan court rules the same way. And which the judges don't even understand, and they broke every law in the books when they incarcerated him. They didn't fill out the proper forms.
Hey, the White House has said the government is the law. They don't even have to follow their own laws. They're God.
Anyway,
there's a word for that. It's called tyranny.
Yeah, really. The judge says, "Well, I'd like to implement my." Actions, you know, he said they're all without merit, so he's got to fight it from there on. He's fighting it from prison. Got a guy named Dean Hazel.
Send me some info on it. Good to hear from you, Jim. Mark in New York. Go ahead, Mark.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
You know, I had a thought. Supposedly, we're training a lot of troops, Iraqis, to become their own army at this time.
What they've done is put 98% of the Baathists back in.
Okay, well, they're going to be armed, obviously, and have, you know, weapons, guns, and everything. Now, if Bush plans on attacking Iran in the near future, what happens if those Iraqi troops turn against the American soldiers while they're attacking Iran?
Well, that's not going to happen. Saddam never turned on his master. Saddam was put in by our government, ordered to invade Iran, told to go ahead and invade Kuwait, and they shut him up. So as long as our government doesn't set up the new puppet government, they're not going to do anything bad.
I see. Okay.
That's a good question. Imagine the poor Iraqis, man. They're seeing all the Baathists put back in. That wouldn't make you very happy, would it?
It'd make me sick.
Anything else?
No. Thanks for the show.
Thank you for the call. More of your calls and a bunch of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're about to go to Ron and Stanford and Robert and a few other callers. And then I want to get into 10-year-olds being arrested for drawing stick figures with knives. And I want to get into just a whole other big stack of vital news. But before we go to these final calls here in the last 26 minutes that we've got left on this Thursday, the 27th of January, 2005 edition, I am honored, I am pleased to have, Debbie from New Millennium Concepts on, the makers of the premier gravity-fed water filter that's made right here in America, that is of the highest standards and quality, cost about the same as a cheap Indian or Chinese knockoff. So you can go buy these that are made in a foreign country and are cheaply made, or you can buy the accredited, high-quality, university-tested Berkey systems. And they've got a whole plethora of different items to offer. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always good to hear your voice, Debbie. I really don't have words to describe. If people don't buy your filters and don't stop drinking the poisonous water, this is something where they can take control from the New World Order. And 70% of your life is water. You got to have it to live. And why people do this, why people don't do it, I know they're procrastinating. I have no idea. And some little cheap, $50 gizmo at the store just takes bad flavor out. These charcoal filters do nothing, folks, but take some of the bad flavor out and maybe big fat bacteria. You know, amoeba-sized stuff. Tell them what the Berkeys do.
Actually, the Berkey lights have, the new Berkey water filters made in America have what's called our Black Berkey purification elements in them, Alex. And they take out pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to a non-detectable level. And I would tell you something, you do not realize where you're getting those from. I was reading an article in a magazine at the store the other day. I was out somewhere. And it said that 80% of airplanes do not drink the coffee, the tea, the ice, the water, because 80% of the airplanes tested, the water they were using had bacteria in it. If you're in a mobile home, an RV, you know, those storage tanks are not clean. You're pumping water in from these hoses, and they're in the storage tanks, or however they're coming up. You know,
and
airplanes,
the skim,
whatever.
Stays on the top.
Yeah, you have to be aware that you're getting these bacteria from everywhere, you know. And by Berkeying your water first, by taking your tap water, whether you're on a well, whether you're using your rainwater, whether you're in the city, by Berkeying your water, you're at least taking some control of your life of what's going in your body.
Well, I agree, but I've read about these tanks in RVs and in mobile homes.
I just didn't believe it, you know, because I really was surprised that a regular magazine, Worldly Magazine, would have right there in bold print, you know, that 80% of the airplanes tested have bacteria in the water, do not drink the ice, don't eat the tea. And usually when I fly, which I like to fly a lot, you know, because everybody I think knows I'm from California and I visit home a lot, and I fly all the time, and I'll drink coffee on the plane, or I'll have, you know, ice water. Of course, they give you bottled water, but I always take my Berkey Sport bottle anyway. And somebody got blessed with one recently because I accidentally left one on a plane.
Well, Debbie, to go over this for a second, you talk about the tanks in an RV. Again, the water goes in slowly, is taken out slowly, and I've read about this. When they open these tanks up after years, there will be a thick skim of scum on the top of the surface.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even like, how many times have you made iced tea and kind of left it out because it's a hot summer day or whatever, and you leave it out on the counter, and then you take a drink, and it's kind of thick, and it's horrible, and you go, oh, yuck, you know, because something grew in that. Well, same thing. Think of the heat. It's a dark, wet environment. And the Berkeys do fit in an RV. I have a very good friend who has one in his RV, and he had to kind of make a spot for it, and, you know, he put it so that it doesn't topple over, except if he makes a really fast right-hand turn. No, I'm kidding. But there are ways to even, you know, put one in your RV, put one on your boat, take them with you. There's a very prominent musician from Austin who listens to your program. And a couple of years ago for Christmas, he bought Berkey lights for every single one of his travel buses, for all of his RVs, for all of his staff, his crew, you know.
But we won't say any names.
No, I won't.
No, that's true. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
But for those that just joined us, they need to give you a call, ask about the different specials. You know, the sports bottles, the units for the kitchen, all of it. You need the shower filters. That's where you're inhaling a lot of this, and it's going through your skin as well, one of the biggest areas.
Oh, and I thought of something the other day, too. Let me tell you this, Alex, because I've had people ask me if we have a filter for the bathtub, and I would say, no, we don't, you know. But if somebody were to put the shower filter in the shower part of their bathtub, and then go to, like, a store and buy a $10 handheld shower head,
well,
you know, the kind
you
on the hose?
Let me just stop you there. With my family, with my children, when they take baths, yes, I went to stores. They do not sell them that go over the faucet. What you do is you just take the long cord with the shower in.
Yeah, and you fill your bathtub. bathtub up.
And you fill your bathtub up, and they know exactly what I've done for
I
years.
I just figured that out. I mean, I can't believe the light bulb went off a couple of days ago.
Well,
when I
great,
went, oh,
great
yeah.
minds think alike, Debbie. We're improvising. I'm going to put my little ones in that toxic garbage.
Yeah, so you can do that even if you have a bathtub. So for those
okay, well, let's give them the number,
that,
Debbie. Let's give them the number.
It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438.
All right, 888-803-4438. Debbie's a great lady. Give her a call. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks a million for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks for all you do and the great sponsorship. 888-803-4438. They're the big national distributor to everybody of the British Berkey, and that's, you know, made in the Western world, and it's high quality. Well, they upgraded it to an even higher standard with the Black Berkey elements in the cases made in America. So they got both the units, whether you want Brit-made, which is good too, or the American-made, even better. I know it's evil. We have American-made products here on the show. I understand I'm liberal. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to get my videos. Or the number to call to get the Berkeys is 888-803-4438. Or berkeywater.com in the comments section. Tell them what free gifts you want. Give her a call. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Thanks for sitting through that, folks. It's easy to listen to Debbie, but harder to listen to me, I know. Let's go ahead and talk to... I guess up next here would be Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Can I get Greg Pallas's phone number off the air? You had him on last week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't have Greg Pallas' phone number in front of me. He lives in England, and he also lives in New York.
There's a couple points here. Using Bush's strong points in his personality to evoke an emotional response in people. You know, how they've orchestrated his walk, his talk, his strut to get people to respond emotionally. And with that image, that's how they're drawn to him.
No, he constantly talks about God. He constantly talks about freedom and liberty when he's the exact opposite.
And there's a reporter on CNN last week that asked him, what is the strongest way we can... improve our security, national security. And here's his answer, quote, we need to get into the minds and the mail of the enemy. That was his answer. Now, that speaks volumes. What was really being said here is we need to get into the minds and the mail of the American people.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Exactly.
I mean, when the Supreme Court on Monday said we're going to search all your vehicles with drug dogs, no Fourth Amendment needed, no probable cause. I mean, the Fourth Amendment's still there. They can say it's gone. It's still there. This is criminal. This is seditious. And the borders are wide open. Thanks for the call, Ron. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I don't have Greg's phone number in front of me. I don't think I can give you his own phone numbers. You can go to gregpalace.com and email him, and if you want to try to get in contact with him. I'm not in a position to, you know, give out our guests' phone numbers unless they want them given out. Let's talk to... Stanford in New Jersey. Stanford, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Yeah, I was just, first of all, I wanted to ask you this question. Is Pat Robertson a Mason?
Yes, he's a devil worshiper.
Okay. Also, I wanted to say I'm starting to now, I just basically started getting on your website, and it's like I'm starting to see this picture of what's been going on.
Yeah, that's all we do is post their documents, their news, but it's the condensed news that's mixed in with all the other, you know, what's Michael Jackson doing, what's Lacey Peterson doing. We cut all that out. You know, it's kind of like straining the gold out of the sand. We go through a big bucket of sand, get a few grains of gold. Well, we go through tons of sand and get you buckets of gold just to show you what they admit what they're doing. And to be clear about Pat Robertson, that may hurt people's feelings what I said.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he is a high-level Mason, and the higher-level Masons know who they're worshiping. It's Lucifer. He's on the lion's paw on the cover of Time magazine. That's on my website. That is a very satanic signal.
Yeah.
That's no accident. He tells us George Bush is good.
Yeah.
His dad was a World Bank chief, and he pushes the faith-based initiative. The Fed's taken over the churches.
Okay.
And... let me add this. Pat Robertson said, and I quote, China's doing the right thing with its aggressive Planned Parenthood. You know, what are they going to do? They've got to do what they're doing. When he was asked, is forced abortion good? That was his answer. And I'm sorry, folks. Forced abortion is satanic.
Don't be. Look, you've pointed to the wolf for me here, you know? I didn't realize all this stuff was going on. We're a bunch of lambs out here, you know what I mean? We're not watching or paying attention. I say that what you're doing, I want to commend you for opening my eyes. I've only been looking for a week. I can't get any sleep. I'm on that thing all night. I'm looking at all the stuff about what happened in New York. I'm looking real close at the images. I see, what did Building 7 go down for? I'm looking at the two twin towers. I'm looking at the puffs of smoke on each side. Then I look at Building 7. I see the same puffs of smoke in the same location.
So
what's this all about?
One cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it.
Yeah,
and so
you're right.
You took the red pill.
I don't want to hear. They're all a bunch of bums. I'm just going to say this. I don't know who's listening out there, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's going to bust every last one of them. And I just thank the Lord for you.
Well, I thank the Lord for you as well, and you're absolutely right. God is going to crush these people.
Look, we ain't going to win. You're right. I want to encourage you. This nation is for the Lord. This belongs to God. This is nothing.
Well, it always gets darkest before
That's
the dawn,
right.
And God needs us to stand up and wake others up so they can find the truth. Our job is to put the information out so people like you, whose hearts and minds are in the right direction, can get the full picture.
I'm telling you, if any Christians that I know knew this information, they'd be, I'm mad. You can hear it in me.
But a lot of them, though, are delusional, and they don't have the same spirit you've got.
Yes.
They'll just laugh at us. A strong delusion has been sent to them, and they can't see the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Stanford. Keep calling in, and I'm glad that for a week you found out about this stuff and that you're awake and you're taking action. That's the kind of call I like. It's somebody who's angry, who's got that tremor in their voice, who sees this for what it is. That's the natural response. Don't let yourself get acclimated to where you finally start accepting this stuff. That's a danger of a broadcast like this. When you do this as long as I've done it, you know, you start getting used to it. You know, each new horrible revelation doesn't get you as angry as the last because you're so used to it. Keep that fresh indignance. Keep that fresh anger. You know, the same type of anger that Christ had when he whipped the money changers. That's what we need. Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, well, Michael's not there. We'll go to Russell. Go ahead,
hey.
Russell.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Good to talk to you.
Got some good news. You talk about that anger. The anger that I have been able to build up against the New World Order has enabled me to wake a lot of people up using your information. And I also have a radio program that I'm going to be on here. Actually, not on. It's going to be my radio program. It's going to be 2 hours a week. And I'd love to have you on as a guest.
Sure. Just email us and. Or contact us, I'll be glad to.
Absolutely. I, regarding George Norrie, you're going to be in studio with him on Friday. I don't know how to say this, but you have to impress upon him that 9/11 was an inside job. He still, George is a good guy. You know him. You know
well,
him better.
I mean, he has me on to say it. I don't.
I guess that's probably what it is. He has other people on to.
You know, George has got his own views. Look, that's a venue to reach the people, and he does not censor, and I think it's, I mean, I can't complain.
It is wonderful.
I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
No, I agree, but somehow impress upon him to see that these guys up there that are...
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, I mean, you know, I mean, the show definitely is having a lot of people on there telling the truth.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just definitely going in the right direction.
It is. People are waking up, and we have a lot to be thankful for. I wanted you to make a comment on these articles I read in the Sentinel. Did you read anything about it was an AP article, U.S. won't fumigate Afghan poppies? Did you see that article?
Well, I mean, they went from a couple thousand tons to, you know, just 10 times that amount in opium-producing for heroin. And it's all being grown, and the only thing that gets sprayed is somebody who didn't pay their cut, and our government publicly ships the opium out. I mean, it's not even debatable.
they're using Wall Street to funnel the funnel.
And then
the
it comes out in the newspapers that, hey, our government runs these fields. There's nothing we're going to do about it. Ha, ha, ha. But we're going to SWAT team your house looking for it.
Right. And then one other article is there was a report that came out by RAND that says, guarding planes against missiles too costly.
Yeah, we got to put missile defenses on.
Yeah.
You talk about the fox guarding the hen house, the RAND Corporation. You talk about evil.
Absolutely. Well, they're saying it's too costly.
You know who the most evil corporation is, though, right?
Well, there's a
it's
lot.
It's not
of
the
evil.
Private Federal Reserve. It's IBM. You want to talk about that? The top of the pyramid. It's international business machines, my friend.
You think that's more evil than the private Federal Reserve, huh?
I'm telling you,
that's
every time
lot.
We look, as top strategists involved in everything, you want to talk about just one of the main heads, the biggest, fattest, grizzliest looking head on the Hydra is IBM.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's just a bottomless pit of wickedness. But it's the main family at the Bohemian Grove. It's Mr. Watson. I like all the pictures of him with Hitler. Now, they came up with a whole numbering system for the Jews, and they're behind the national ID card here. And they've numbered your genes, the number of a man.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Developed world births falling to new record levels, BBC. Within 100 years, the white population will be 2% of the world population and perhaps not even exist. Okay. Sounds like genocide to me, but I guess it's good. If you're not for it, Bush arrested, I'm having Freudian slips here, boys arrested for stick figure drawings. I actually just had a Freudian slip. I just said Bush arrested. I literally just spurted that out. It's boys arrested for stick figure drawings. AP, two boys were arrested for making pencil and crayon stick figure drawings depicting a 10-year-old classmate being stabbed and hung. Police said the children charged with felony were taken from school in handcuffs instead of just getting a paddling. The 9 and 10-year-old boys were arrested Monday and charged with making a written threat to kill and harm another person. And another drawing showed a stick figure hanging, tears falling from their eyes. Folks, I never drew stuff like that, but I drew army tanks and soldiers fighting. I think we all did. And I hear cases of kids being arrested for that. You know, a kid jokes and says, I'm going to hijack the school bus when they're 10. They arrest them, charge them as a terrorist. This is dumb. And then the kids go home and watch violent TV, play video games where they do all this, and that's all right. But then when you show it in any art form, then you go to jail as a terrorist. British citizens subject to curfews, tagging under new terror powers. Associated Press, the British government announced Wednesday proposed sweeping new powers to control suspected terrorists, including electronic tagging, curfews, and house arrest of people who have not been convicted of crimes, all part of the new freedom. 36 U.S. troops died just a few days ago in one day, 20-something yesterday. I mean, it's getting really, really bad. FBI says Boston threat a false alarm. Yes, after they fear-mongered and trained you how to be a slave. ID scheme to track students progresses. The advertiser, it says all their data, all their information will be on the ID cards. This trains the kids for your new national ID card to be your report card to the world. They'll have to swipe it to see what your threat assessment is. Quit smoking or lose your job, U.S. company says. This is out of Reuters. I've heard neocons on the air going, yeah, fire people if they smoke, or fire them if they don't take a drug test for smoking. Oh, it's so good. But the problem is, then it's going to be for eating too much beef or eating too much cheese or drug test to see if you drank alcohol in the last month. I've seen articles where they fire cops who are caught smoking cigars at parties in Florida because it's illegal for a cop to smoke. You know, it's ridiculous. The push for mass doublethink, Bush targets tyranny. The Boston Herald told it like it was. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. And yes, on George Norrie tomorrow for at least 3 hours and maybe four, I haven't been told yet, from live in studio here in Austin, Texas. I would encourage all of you out there to stop procrastinating, to visit Infowars.com if you're online, to look at the huge shopping cart, the secure, safe shopping cart, to look at all the films I carry, all the films I've made, the books, the T-shirts, the books on tape. Get my videos, make copies of them. You want to know the truth about 9/11 or about the occult rituals of the elite or about the police state? These are the videos you need and that your friends and family and neighbors need. Toll-free number to order if you don't want to go to Infowars.com or don't have a computer. 1-888-253-3139er. 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can just decide to lay down to all this, or you can fight it. And the globalists are arrogant, they're moving forward, but they've created a mass awakening. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. We're going to win this thing with God's help. So take action, get the films, get them out today. 888-253-3139. Got some huge discounts going right now. All right, that's it for this edition, this 27th of January, 2005 edition. And as I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. God bless. The